Chapter 9 Gabriel and the 70 Weeks. It was the first year that Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of the race of the Medes, reigned over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, tried to understand in the scriptures the counting of the years of which the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, that for the ruins of Jerusalem 70 years must be fulfilled. I turned to the Lord God, pleading an earnest prayer, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God, and confessed, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. The men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord, our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. Because all Israel transgressed your law and went astray, not heeding your voice, the sworn malediction recorded in the law of Moses, the servant of God, was poured out over us for our sins. You carried out the threats you spoke against us and against those who governed us, by bringing upon us in Jerusalem the greatest calamity that has ever occurred under heaven. As it is written in the law of Moses, this calamity came full upon us, as we did not appease the Lord our God by turning back from our wickedness and recognizing his constancy, so the Lord kept watch over the calamity and brought it upon us. You, O Lord our God, are just in all that you have done, for we did not listen to your voice. Now, O Lord our God, who led your people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand, and made a name for yourself, even to this day, we have sinned, we are guilty. O Lord, in keeping with all your just deeds, let your anger and your wrath be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain. On account of our sins and the crimes of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become the reproach of all our neighbors. Hear therefore, O God, the prayer and petition of your servant, and for your own sake, O Lord, let your face shine upon your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, O my God, and listen. Open your eyes, and see our ruins, and the city which bears your name. When we present our petition before you, we rely not on our just deeds, but on your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, pardon. O Lord, be attentive, and act without delay, for your own sake, O my God, because this city and your people bear your name. I was still occupied with my prayer, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my petition to the Lord my God on behalf of his holy mountain. I was still occupied with this prayer when Gabriel, the one whom I had seen before in vision, came to me in rapid flight at the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me in these words, Daniel, I have now come to give you understanding. When you began your petition, an answer was given, which I have come to announce, because you are beloved. Therefore, mark the answer and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed for your people and for your holy city. Then transgression will stop and sin will end. Guilt will be expiated. Everlasting justice will be introduced, vision and prophecy ratified, and a most holy will be anointed. Know and understand this. From the utterance of the word that Jerusalem was to be rebuilt, until one who is anointed and a leader, there shall be 7 weeks. During 62 weeks it shall be rebuilt, with streets and trenches in time of affliction. After the 62 weeks, an anointed shall be cut down, when he does not possess the city, and the people of a leader who will come shall destroy the sanctuary. Then the end shall come like a torrent. Until the end there shall be war, the desolation that is decreed. For 1 week he shall make a firm compact with the many. Half the week he shall abolish sacrifice and oblation. On the temple wing shall be the horrible abomination, until the ruin that is decreed is poured out upon the horror.